With you before the B cycle of readings that we're in this Lent focuses heavily on covenant and sacrifice. And as we've heard that theme woven throughout the readings, as I shared at the beginning of the Mass, starting earlier in Lent with Isaac and Abraham, God promises a sacrifice. And that sacrifice we also hear. It's the law of love written within our hearts. Not, as I shared with you a couple weeks back, as 10 weighty bricks of the commandments to oppress us, but the logical boundaries that somebody who falls in love places to protect a love relationship that is key to them. Similar to how the analogy that I use that a married couple puts a lot of restraints upon a relationship, not to take away the fun, but to protect it. It changes how they talk with members of the opposite sex. It changes friendships, not out of rule following, because they intuitively know we have something precious that needs to be protected. And that is our relationship with God. And with all that, there just then comes today, again, Jesus foreshadowing, similar to last week, of that reference to, just as Moses made the serpent of brass and placed it upon the tree, all who looked at it would be healed. We hear again Jesus then clarifying what he insinuated last time. Jesus says to us, I am the sacrifice. I am the one put it on the cross. I am the sacrifice for you. The reason why the children of Israel valued sacrifice so much was that the sacrifice oftentimes was to remind the children of Israel of how they were supposed to be faithful to the covenant, in that being that the children of Israel would do animal sacrifice. And as the animal would be cut, the thought would be to keep in one's mind, may the same thing happen to me if I ever violate God's commandment, if I ever violate God's covenant. That is how serious they took it, and that is why the sacrifice was done. Now, for me personally, there is one big problem with that. As tragically poetic as that sounds, if I actually followed through on that, you'd be looking at a priest in two halves right now. Because throughout my 50 years of life, coming up on 51 this year, have I strove to live the covenant of God's love? Absolutely. Has it been perfect? Absolutely not. And within that reality for all of us, we always live in that tension of desiring the love of Christ and desiring to live the law of love, but then through sin being torn apart. I heard that many of you went to confessions these past couple days for the city penance service. Good for you. I'm embarrassed to admit that this morning, as I was getting ready to meet with our first communion kids for their prep class this morning, I had this gnawing feeling of, gosh, I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh yeah, I was supposed to hear confessions for a few hours last night. Pray for whatever priest covered for me last night. He's gonna get a very nice steak dinner or maybe a trip to Mona Lisa's. But I'm so consoled, and really it's almost kind of like and don't feel bad if you said this, it almost felt like the unintentional rubbing in. Many of you said, oh, Father, there were so many people at Immaculate Conception last night. I'm like, oh, man. I know why lines were long last night. Mea culpa. But at the self-deprecation aside, you're responding. At times we are all split in half. And we are reminded that just as God said to Abraham that Isaac would not be the sacrifice, Neither will you be the sacrifice, nor me, but the sacrifice has already been offered. The Christ took the sacrifice so we would not have to. And by Christ's wounds we are healed, and by his love we are renewed. Therefore, today I would ask you to say a prayer this week, thanking the Lord for his act of love, that even though the things that we have done within our lives could have deserved death, the Heavenly Father said, "No, I promise you life. I will become the sacrifice," says God. "I will be the one to take that upon myself so that you can be my children." Yet in those moments when we feel split in two because of our sinfulness, let us have hearts humble enough to seek to be repaired again so that we can offer to the Lord what I've shared with you in the past is the one sacrifice that Scripture asks you and me to make. And that sacrifice is a humble, contrite heart. If we offer that sacrifice, God will not spurn. Offer that heart. Receive healing from the Lord. And let the disciplines of fasting, penance, and almsgiving continue us on this Lenten season to deepen us as a community of faith, hope, and love.